Hello and welcome to Sem Torah. In Parshat Maaseh, we are presented with a list of the 42 stops that Bnei Israel made during their 40-year journey in the desert on their way to Eretz Israel. This list is introduced in the beginning of the Parsha in Perek Lamed Gimel, Psukim Aleph and Bet. Eile Maaseh Bnei Yisrael Asher Yatsu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Letzivotam B'yad Moshe V'Yaharon Vayichtav Moshe Et Motzaihem L'Maaseihem Al Pi Hashem Ve'eile Maaseihem L'Motzaihem. And that's translated as, these are the travels of Bnei Yisrael by which they left the land of Mitzrayim at the hands of Moshe and Aaron. And Moshe wrote, and this is what I'd like to focus on, Vayichtov Moshe Et motzaehem lemaaseihem al pi Hashem. Moshe wrote their departures of their travels al pi Hashem. Ve'ele maaseihem lemotzaehem. And these are the travels of their departures. The wording of in these psukim is very strange. The first pasuk tells us what we're about to hear, a list of the travels that Bnei Israel experienced from Yitziat Mitzrayim. The next pasuk tells us something we already know about the entire Torah, namely that Moshe wrote those departures. Yet there's an addition, that this was by Al-Pi Hashem, by the commandment of Hashem. Then at the end of this second pasuk of Pasuk Bet, the order is reversed. The Torah tells us that these are their travels of their departures, rather than their departures of their travels. Motzaehem lemaaseihem, ve'ele maaseihem lemotzaehem. Why the repetition? Why the switch? Many answers given. I'd like to share a few with you. The Kli Yakar of Ephraim Lunshitz from Lublin and from Prague died about 400 years ago at the beginning of the 17th century. Gives three answers. The Kli Yakar gives three answers. The first answer of the Kli Yakar is as follows. Most of Bnei Yisrael's 42 stops were traveling forward in the direction from Mitzrayim toward Eretz Yisrael. However, there were times that Bnei Yisrael sinned and set out backwards, so to speak, in the opposite direction, really towards Mitzrayim, whether it's geographic or whether it's spiritual. The term Motzaihem in the Pasuk speaks about their leaving their place of origin, of Mitzrayim. But the term Lemaaseihem is referring to their place of their destination, Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk begins by saying the following. Most of the time, these were their journeys. Motzaihem Lemaaseihem. They were going in the direction from their place of Mitzrayim, Motzaihem, to Maaseihem, to their destinations, Eretz Yisrael. And that was, of course, Al Pi Hashem. Aval, says the Kli Yakar, ma, shenizoru achor, bavor shekilkelu bachet, lo haya al pi Hashem, v'nikra maaseihem lemotzaihem, shechazru v'nasu lamakom, shiyatsa misham, shiyatsu misham, shenikra motzaihem, ki afchu p'neihem, letzad Mitzrayim. When Bnei Israel sinned, they went backwards, says the Kli Yakar, maaseihem, Lemotzaihem, their travels go back to their destination. They go back in the direction towards Mitzrayim. And this was not Al Pi Hashem. Hashem wants us always to go forward, always to keep working towards getting better and stronger and higher, and never go backwards and direct ourselves to a place that we've been. That's the first answer of the Kli Yakar. The second answer of the Kli Yakar is very similar to the first one, with one change. Most people in Bnei Yisrael were traveling Al Pi Hashem towards Eretz Yisrael and away from Mitzrayim. These were, again, those travels of Motzaihem Lemaaseihem. Most of the people were going in the direction of from their place of origin, again, Mitzrayim, which is Motzaihem, to Maaseihem, which is their destination, Eretz Yisrael. However, Aval, says the Kli Yakar, Ha'erev Rav, Shehayu Mikoram Mimitzrayim, V'lo Yetzu Al Pi Hashem, Ki Moshe Midaato Hotziam, Ne'emar Bahem, Ve'ele Maaseihem Lemotzaihem, Ki Tamid Haya Lahem Chafetz V'Ratzon Lashuv, LeMitzrayim, Limkoram. For some of the people in the group, Erev Rav, their travelings went backwards. Masayhem was Lamotzaihem, was back towards Mitzrayim. And when they sinned, that was their direction, so to speak, was always, let's get back to Mitzrayim. That's the second answer of the Kli Yakar. The third answer of the Kli Yakar relates to the fact that Bnei Yisrael were supposed to go directly from Eretz Yisrael, from Mitzrayim. That was Hashem's plan, so to speak. Motzaihem, lemasehem. Their departure was supposed to be directly linked to their arrival, which is their destination. However, says the Kli Yakar, al yedei shekilkelu, hutzrach lichtov ve'ele masehem lemotzaihem, shenasu el mekomot, shesofam lachzor v'latzeit misham, v'lihiyot metultal mimasa lemasa. Since they sinned, some of their departures were not linked to their destinations. Masehem lemotzaihem, their journeys were not, so to speak, al pi Hashem. That is, sometimes they didn't, because of their sins, they weren't able to go directly to Eretz Yisrael. That was those were the three answers of the Kli Yakar. The Chafetz Chaim answers these questions in a different way. He looks at the mentality of the Jews in the Midbar. When Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, all they wanted to do was get out of Mitzrayim. Understandably, all they wanted to do was escape the Avdut and the Sivlot Mitzrayim that they experienced. That was their perspective. Motzaihem lemasehem. Their original thinking, their original plan, their mind frame was Motzaihem lemasehem. Their mind frame was, let me get out of Mitzrayim. I don't even care where I go. However, Moshe, inspired by Hashem, saw things differently. Moshe saw that the goal of Bnei Yisrael's departure from Mitzrayim was not just to leave Mitzrayim, but was actually to arrive in Eretz Yisrael. The point of their Yitziah, of their exodus, was ultimately to enter Eretz Yisrael, and that's what Moshe wrote down. Perhaps one can suggest another answer that I'd like to share with you, and it's an answer to the questions that we asked earlier. Sometimes people go through stages in their lives. They go from elementary school to high school, from high school to studying in Israel, from Israel, let's say, to college. They have from this job to that job, from having three children to having four children, whatever the story is. And very often, sometimes people in life say to themselves, oh, okay, I'm having a hard time now, but all I want to do is get to my next stage. The next stage is going to be better. In the next stage, I'll be better. In the next stage, things will be better. And they view the previous stages in their lives as irrelevant. They're immature way stations in their journey. What people don't realize is that every stage, every, so to speak, stop along the way, builds and prepares them for the next stage. People need, and we all need, to appreciate that where we've been, we have to look back and grow from that place, and only then move forward. That's the Torah's message, perhaps. Bnei Yisrael moved from one stage to the next. They experienced Masehem Lemotzaihem. Their travels were, let me get out, let me depart. However, Hashem wanted to say, their Motzaihem Lemasehem. He wanted them to view their moves differently. He wanted them to view their departures as prerequisites to their progress. Motzaihem lemasehem. Their departure only led the way, built the stage, prepared them lemasehem. This last answer might also explain why at each of the 42 stops in the desert that's listed in our parsha, the Torah does not only tell us where they went, but also tells us where they've been. So, for example, take a look at Pasuk Yud, but you can see many Pesukim. Vayisu me'elim, vayachanu al yamsuf. Next Pasuk, vayisu mi'yamsuf, vayachanu b'midbar sin. Next Pasuk, vayisu mi'midbar sin, vayachanu b'dofka, etc., etc. They went from Elim, and they camped at Yamsuf. They went from Yamsuf, and they camped at Midbar Sin, in the Sin Desert. They traveled from the Sin Desert, and they encamped in Dofka, etc. Now, if they went from Elim to Yamsuf, for example, And then they traveled again. Of course they left Yam Suf. Where else were they? That's all they were. That's where they were. Why does the Torah see the need to tell us that they left Yam Suf? Of course they were in Yam Suf. We know that already. Perhaps what we just said can answer the question. Where we've been is often just as important, maybe even more important, as where we're going. I'm not recommending Chas V'Shalom to dwell on the past, especially when sometimes things are painful or unsuccessful. I'm not saying, oh, I'm always going to be that way. I'm stuck in that rut. Not at all. I am suggesting that we when we move from one station in our lives to another without recognizing what we've gained from that last station is dangerous and imprudent. Whether you are listening to this Sem Torah as someone who is preparing to spend a year learning Torah at Shalavim in Israel, whether you've already been in Shalavim and now you're an alumnus, whether you're someone else, whether you're anyone else, no matter who you are and no matter what you're doing, this is perhaps an important message for all of us to keep in mind, that we should never forget all of the people and all of the places that helped us get to where we are right now. Our schools, our community, our teachers, and above all, our parents and family helped us become the wonderful people that we are today. And your next stage and my next stage in life should not be viewed as a departure, chas v'shalom, from those people and those places. Quite the opposite. We must all appreciate where we've been, thank everyone who's helped us then and now, and only once we've done that, we can turn our eyes forwards and emitz Hashem continue growing ba'avodat Hashem in the next stage that He prepares for us. Have a Shabbat Shalom.